Kirby and Josh. Home solution by Metricon, a fixed price home and land specialist.
Are you finished eating?
Yeah, I finished eating.
Yeah.
I was just having
something in your mouth.
Some Allen snakes.
Glad we can
What's
talk
your favourite flavour?
Allen snakes. Ooh, I think red's always a good one. I actually can't taste the flavours. I get is the sugar.
No, I love yellow with the Allen snakes.
Really?
Natural confectionery. Don't give me yellow. Yucky.
Which ones would you? You have to take Allen's or natural.
Oh, Allen's every day of the week. I've actually emailed Allen's before. Mm. Got free stuff.
Do you know the thing about Allen's was? Is like, because they changed the snakes alive, yeah. And then they changed it in line with what the killer pythons tasted like.
Did they?
Yeah, I reckon. Back 15 years ago.
One thing they did do is they shrunk their killer pythons. Not happy about that. You get one now, it looks like it can't even do any damage.
No.
Nothing killer about it.
You also are a bigger person now. That's the other thing.
Trust me, they have shrunken. Okay. You should know this.
Shrunken or shrunk? What have they done?
Shrunk.
Anyway, huge show. Found out that you're a bit sadistic. You might have a side hustle that, well, basically is criminal.
That was a complete accident, yeah. And I worded it very wrong.
There seem to be a lot of things you word wrong. Who am I? We worked together. That was a lot of fun.
That was fun. We also took a mystery flight from Avalon.
Wasn't that fun?
I cannot wait till we can fly again in terms of I need the money and time off work.
Hopefully we get a trip. A work trip. The Herbie and Josh show, we're going somewhere.
Anyone out there want us to visit them, hit us up. We need a reason to leave.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to cost you a bit, obviously, but we're worth it. We're worth it. You can check it all out right now on the podcast.
Josh, we're close as co-hosts, but I don't think we've crossed the line in terms of me to know if you're a good hugger or not. So where do you rate yourself?
In hugging, like I can give them, yeah.
Yeah, but would you consider yourself
Depends
a good
hugger? Depends
on
the person. Hugger? Like, yeah, give a good hug to Kat every now and then. Yeah, not really a big hugger.
Like, you wouldn't hold on for too long? It's just in and out?
No, it's just depends on the person.
Yeah. I mean,
with you, you avoid it, obviously. But
that's what I was saying. We haven't got to that stage, haven't hugged, but that's okay.
No.
I mean, there's a lot of gap between us, and I think that's how good. It should be.
Exactly. Keep things some things distant.
But if you are a good hugger, there is a career path you can go down because professional cuddlers have become an actual occupation.
I remember when they first, was a thing. It was, maybe 10 years ago, and everyone's like, whoa, what's going on here?
It's just a bit weird. I mean, how do you get into it? Someone go, wow, that was a nice hug, and you go,
I guess it's a sort of therapy, isn't it?
I guess I could get into that. There's a lady in the UK, so she is big. Mm. She's wanted in the cuddling world. And she's recently come out and said some of the strange requests she gets from her clients, which include tickle fights, reading children's books. She's also pretended to be a puppy and then give dog cuddles.
Okay. Just starting to get...
It's a bit odd.
That's starting to go down a different app, I reckon.
But it has got me thinking about those random odd jobs. Ones that you really didn't think would be a legit occupation.
But they're out there.
They are.
That's the thing.
One that really I get excited about is over in Japan. I don't know if you've seen the footage of the professional train pusher people. So they want to get them.
They push them in. Yeah.
Their actual job is to push people in.
That's insane, isn't it? It's incredible. Like, hey, there's no room. Yes, there is.
Yes. Yeah. Watch this. I may look little, but you're all going
to
get in.
And it's just incredible that they have to keep doing it.
Exactly. There's also a job for iceberg movers. I don't know if this happened after the Titanic, but you watch all the icebergs on a screen, I guess, similar to planes. And then you tell people.
So like on a radar?
Yeah, you tell people, hey, watch out. There's an iceberg. I mean, I don't know how thrilling and rewarding it'd be.
Yeah.
But you could really create another movie.
Okay, that's a bit sadistic. You're saying that you're not going to tell someone.
No.
No, can't say anything on my radar.
Just suggesting it as a job.
Geez, okay.
There is a company in England where you can rent a mourner for your funeral. I mean, you've probably looked into that one.
Well, considering you're talking about creating the other Titanic, I'm sure you've just got a whole business model lined up behind it. It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Fresh for the drive home, Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Good news down at Avalon Airport, Herbs, is that the Jetstar flights back from Sydney kicked off again, which is good news.
Gotta love that. We've mentioned it earlier in the show that we are so lucky to have Avalon Airport because it's so close.
It is so good too. They do such a good job down there.
They do, and you get cheaper flights. I mean, it's the best of both worlds. It's convenience, great services up there.
But it's just easier to, like, get in and out. That's the thing for me because, like, when you go into Tullamarine and it's like, oh, God, you, like, you got to park and it takes you 40 minutes to get through anything and then, like, you get another hour to walk towards the bloody terminals.
But there's one day going to be some kind of train. Well, where is it? You know? It's been coming for a while now.
So hopefully, because there was talk a while ago, actually, when COVID just hit, we were flying to Bali from Avalon.
Yeah.
So you'd love some more international.
Gosh, that's exciting.
I mean, how long before that happens? I don't know.
Well, let's just get the bubbles happening with many countries. In, out.
Where do you want to go?
Oh, I think my holiday this year, because I deserve one, you know, I've worked so hard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would be, I really want to go to Tassie.
Oh.
Yeah, I went there as a young girl, but it was when Saints made the first final.
I mean, aim high, but, you
know. In 09. And I made Mum leave Tassie early, because I was like, I'm not going to be in Tasmania.
Yeah.
For this, Saints are in a final. Should have stayed.
Should
you know?
Have, yeah. Tassie, I haven't really done it.
You haven't? It's a lot of people are doing it at the moment. It is beautiful.
I spent a weekend there.
You've done a weekend?
Yeah.
I reckon you could do 2 weeks, travel around.
You'd get to see the whole thing, wouldn't
exactly.
you?
Exactly.
So we did this not too long ago, but we're going on a Herbie and Josh mystery flight here.
Okay.
So I'm going to put you to the test. I've got some clues, so we're going to jump on board.
Yep.
And hopefully you can work out where we're going today.
Okay.
I can tell you it's not Tassie.
It's not Tassie? Are we international?
Could be.
Oh.
Could be international. Do you want me to say it is or not?
No. Let's
see if
I might
ask
for a clue halfway
through. All right. Here we go. Well, it gives you clues. That's the point. Here we go. Let's take off.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain speaking. Welcome to your mystery flight. Today's destination is a city with a population of about 600,000.
That's not too big.
It's not. Any ideas coming to mind?
600,000. Ooh.
Let's get another update from the captain.
Yes. In its summer months, the average temperature is 17 degrees.
Oh, wow, it's cold. 600,000 and it's cold. Mm. Antarctica?
Let's get another update. Here we go.
We are home to a very famous beer.
Oh, I like my beer. Guinness. Is it Ireland? There's more than 600,000 people there.
That's a country, not a city.
Yeah. Okay.
Home to Colin Farrell and U2.
Oh, should I know that?
Well, think about that.
Colin Farrell, U2, Dublin.
Welcome to Dublin.
Gosh, that's fun. I tell you what, that gets me excited to fly again.
Yeah, doesn't it?
That gets me in the mood. I just want the little trolley to come past now and then we would be on.
Free too on international flights.
It is indeed.
Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Twitter exploded last night, Josh, over one guy's tweet of something that's been offered at the moment at a pub in the UK.
All right, so where you get, like, your pub deals, like your Monday night's palmy and pot.
Exactly. What's happening on a trivia, like, night,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But this deal, like, I saw it and thought, get me to the UK. I want to be there. And this, I think any pub around here should jump on board a similar idea.
All right. So okay, what they're... Here we go. All right. I like where we're going.
What they're offering for just $5.95, so around $10 at
$10
the moment.
$10, okay.
Yeah, $10 is a pint and a pot. Now, your mind...
Two beers, yeah.
Yeah. He's gone to two beers.
Great deal. Still, I mean, it's like $10 a pint here.
Yeah, exactly. That is a good
and
deal,
now you're
actually.
Getting a pot on top of that.
A little chaser, you could say. But it's not a pot of beer. What it is a pot of noodles. So very similar to your cup of 2 minute noodles.
Oh, yeah. That's not bad.
Isn't it great?
That's not bad. That's a cheeky little snack.
And I tell you what, she's cold over there, so you get your nice cold beer, which would be great, but to balance it out, to warm you up because of the temperature, cup of hot noodles.
Better, you know what? That's better than like a jar of nuts on the table.
Exactly.
You know, no one's digging in. Everyone gets their own pot.
Exactly.
I like that.
Maybe because of COVID, they've had to rethink the nut situation.
That's not a bad. That is actually, you know what? I'll just if there was one,
you know,
I'd be, you know, rocking across the inn right now.
I tell you what, it's being served if you are getting over there, the Sailmaker's Arms in Yorkshire. So,
okay. I'm enjoy probably not going there anytime soon.
No, well, I think we should have it here somewhere.
Yeah.
But it has got me thinking about, because for me, that's a cheap deal, and I love a cheap deal, but yeah. I loved a cheap deal when I was at uni.
Oh, well, everyone's in survival mode, aren't you?
Exactly.
Because no one wants to work, let's be honest.
And you're not getting money.
Can you work on the Saturday or Sunday? No, mate, 21st.
Busy. So for me, if I was a student over there, perfect meal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pint, pot of noodles. For you, when you were at uni, what were you knocking back?
Smashing the mee-goreng.
Mee-goreng. Did you put all the condiments in?
Yeah, but I didn't have it soupy. Like, I drained the water and then... Some people have it as a soup.
Psychotics.
No. I couldn't get around it. But I ate so much of it, I got, like, stomach cramps.
Really?
So I was just, that's all I would eat. In a
sitting, how many packets are you having?
Oh, at least two.
Okay.
At least two. And all the condiments. Like, yeah. So it's real spicy. Yeah. And then you're like, oh, you know, I'm actually pretty hungry. Because it doesn't really fulfill you.
No, it's a snack. It's a snack every day of the week.
But that's all I would eat.
Yeah. For me, it was more when I was living in Sydney, had no chance to work. Honestly, none. So I just lived off tuna and rice. Wasn't exciting, but I was a little older, so I thought, you can't just have mee goreng.
Yeah, no, this is a bit more, you know, classy.
I just thought maybe some nutrients had to hit my body because I was 22 then.
Did you cook the rice or was it packeted rice?
It was just microwavable rice.
Yeah.
But it was great.
I mean, I wasn't that poor. I have to boil it myself.
But it's got us thinking, and we've started the chat around the office today asking, what did you survive off? What was that go-to meal? And our boss gave us an example of he just always had crimpy chicken biscuits, the shapes. I mean, I don't mind them. Wouldn't live off them.
No. 522-232-955. What was that meal that you survived off? You know, when you're a bit younger, you need just, you're struggling to pay rent, really.
Maybe you created your own and you loved it and you still love it to this day.
522-232-955. What did you survive off? It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
We want to know, 522-232-955, what did you survive off? In terms of that cheap meal, because you didn't have any money, after a pub in the UK, it's offering the best deal. Honestly, this is unbelievable. You can get a pot and a pint at the moment for around $10, which is a pint of beer and a pot of noodles.
Yeah, so like 10-minute noodles, which is brilliant.
Genius.
I reckon that's a great idea.
I'd get around it and I would pay for it and I want to actually consume it. I mean, we can, but I like that it's an option.
Yeah, that's right.
We've got Megan from Newtown. What did you survive off?
Guys, I have been waiting to share this cheap but delicious meal for a very long time.
Yeah, okay. What is
it? So, I was an extremely poor uni student for quite some time, and I made a little concoction of a proper ramen out of mee goreng with broccoli, seaweed, and a boiled egg.
Oh, wow.
And...
jeez.
If I was feeling fancy and had some extra dosh, I'd get some of those steamed prawn dumplings and chuck it in.
Oh,
so you make you make the full soup out of it, and then you like boil an egg and steam some broccoli and throw it in, and it ended up being my housemate's like favorite meal, like regardless of how much money he has.
Oh wow, jeez.
See, that sounds fancy. That sounds like... Were you actually studying to be a chef?
Yeah, I reckon. Jeez, that's incredible.
No, not a chef, but I might give up my day job for it.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. That sounds like a lot of effort, though.
Is it? You're just boiling a kettle and an egg.
Yeah, true. That is still a lot of effort for me.
For you, it is. No. It's like cats at home every day making dinner for you.
Yeah. Well, she's doing a great job. It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock. Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955. Principal overseas, Herbie, has been suspended.
Okay.
For apparently stealing a Facebook post from another principal and putting it in her email as like a good wishes thing. Which just seems weird.
It seems weird that a principal is plagiarising
But also, it's not like it's a piece of academic work.
Yeah, I get that. It's just a message. It's not like you're quoting someone.
And we know how great teachers are, you know.
Love them.
But are you telling me that some of those reports aren't the same for a lot of students?
Have I spoken to some teachers and the old copy and paste happens a lot.
Herbie and Josh, they're about the same. We'll just change the name.
Well, if I look at my previous reports from prep to Year 12, the same comments every time.
Yeah,
I
loud.
I just bored it on.
So we're going to do this.
Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Who am I?
All right, so this is a game where we're going to work together here, Herbs.
Okay.
So these are all celebrities that have been accused of plagiarising.
Oh, now, okay.
We only get 1 minute on the clock. I can't tell you who they are. I'm just going to describe them as best I can. You've got to just hammer out the answer.
Okay, I'm ready. I love this stuff. Yep.
Are you ready, though?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. So we've got 1 minute on the clock.
Is it multiple celebs or just one?
So we've got nine.
Nine. Oh, I thought it was just like
so
a rap
and get,
like a
it's just like a bang. We're just going to hammer it out as quickly as we can go. Are you ready?
Yeah. We've got this.
All right, let's get the timer going.
Feeling good.
Go. All right, so it was a famous singer when he was young, still very famous, had a bit of an issue when he was...
Justin Bieber.
Yeah, bang. All right, next one is a comedian. A lot of guys hated her.
Yeah. Amy Schumer.
Yep. Singer, non-binary.
Sam Smith.
Yep. Said he was an actor, didn't want to be famous, wore a bag over his head at one point. He was in the first Transformers.
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah. Had a big fight with Taylor Swift.
What's her name? Katy Perry.
Yeah, famous comedian, no longer with us. Great movies, childhood hero.
Robin Williams.
Yes, wrote the big series about wizards.
About wizards?
Yeah, Harry Potter, but who's the writer?
J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, used to be in a band called Nerd.
Oh, I don't know that.
Very famous singer, doesn't age a bit.
Adele. Beyonce.
Oh, no, it's Pharrell Williams. Beyonce was the next answer, though.
Was it? We'll claim it. We'll claim it.
Okay, so we've got 8 out of 9.
Jeepers creepers, we're good.
I'll tell you what, that is what you call teamwork.
That's great.
That's what you just got to do. So until
we should sign up for more team events. Dude, we'll take this on the road.
Well, because we nearly got there. The nearly guys. Oh, yeah, they never win. Anyway.
Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Now, I must apologise to you, Josh, because for majority of today, I was missing. Yeah. I wasn't really doing work as such for the show.
There's a lot of profanities coming out, though, for sure.
Wasn't too happy because I'm happy about this part.
Yeah.
I'm moving homes. I'm moving homes. Moving actually to Torquay.
I know, good spot.
Excited. You're very excited for summertime. You're
that's
like,
right.
Well, I'll be
come
over.
Come down for a little bit.
A lot. If I invite you. No, I will. You know I will. Yeah. It's only the other way around. It doesn't work. So anyway, with moving home comes with joining a new lease. Hopping on a lease officially.
I think that's the worst part about moving, isn't it? When you're a renter or something like that. Oh, the paperwork.
That's what I've been doing all day. And let me tell you, they want to know everything about me.
Isn't it incredible?
Everything. It's bringing up basically past trauma. You know, where did you last work? I didn't. I was unemployed, okay?
Yeah, you got it out of me. You got it.
But then it came to they wanted my 100 points of identification.
Yeah.
We've all done it because if you've ever done a serious form, they do need it to clarify that you are who you are.
Makes sense. And what it's normally just like a couple of pieces, isn't it? A
couple of pieces. I have so far scanned 4 pieces. So you need 100 points all up.
Yeah.
I have done my driver's license.
Yep.
My passport.
Yep.
My Medicare card.
Okay.
And my healthcare card.
Surely that's enough.
How many points do you reckon that would be?
120?
120?
At least.
85.
4.
85 points. I mean, are you kidding me?
But what more can you give than that?
I mean, what else am I doing? Like, I don't understand. I went so much further research into this. I went online, looked up WorkSafe, their 100 points of identification, only need passport, birth certificate, and ID, and I'd be fine.
I mean, what else do you... But your passport literally has every single detail on it. Your driver's license has every single detail
on
it.
That's what I thought.
And the Medicare card, just to show that you got another thing with your name on it. I mean, Jam, what else do you need?
What do you need? What do you think I'm going to do? I mean, I'm not buying the house. I'm not going to rob the house. I just want to live in one room. If I was to go work for the police, I would have enough identification. But to move into a house in Torquay, can't get there.
To be fair, like, you know, they want to keep out the riffraff.
Oh, so you think it's just for me?
And they're like, okay, look at her. Her name's Herbie.
Ooh. Can't surf.
Herbie and Josh.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Herbie and Josh is same, same.
Hello.
But different. Different.
Same, same. But different.
But still same.
Oh, he's back for another week. Hello, Ben.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, doing well, doing well. It's a struggle at times for both of us. You seem to think that we'll get 6 points each.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We always disappoint you. So I feel like you leave the studio disappointed and then,
I'm going to call another tie this week.
Ooh.
But I'm not saying a 6-all tie.
Okay.
I'm saying a lesser points tie.
Do you know what? That's a good victory for me. I'll take a tie.
So, of course, how it works, two songs by the same name, completely different songs by completely different artists. Any amount of information you can give me, you'll get yourself a point. If you can't give me a full answer, your opponent can steal. Okay. You know how it is. Josh, first round goes to you. Here we go. What do we got going on there?
Ooh. I've got absolutely no idea. Is it Dream?
Dream is the song. No.
Troye Sivan's in there.
Ding for one.
Oh, God.
Going to give you a 3-2.
No idea.
Buzzing out there. Anything from Herbie's side?
I'm going to say only because I heard the word and I think hoping higher. Jess Malboy?
Jess Malboy.
They're just the first things that came to.
Yeah, that's right.
The song was Wild and the other one was Jessie J that we're looking for.
Jessie J! Gosh, I just should have said Jess.
1-0 lead to Josh. Herbie, here's your first line. You can't stop the tears from falling down. Okay. What have we got there?
Call on me.
It is.
I don't. I'm a Van Stamden.
I'm going to say no to that.
But I'm so close.
No, you're not.
Know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about, but you're not even close.
You can't hold this. He's a Holland. Who is that? It's sort of like a Jess Glynn, but I don't think it's her.
I'm going to give you a 3-2.
Well, it's not Rita Ora's not getting me again.
No.
Nah, it's Eric Prydz is the first one.
Uh-huh.
And then Starley's the other one.
Starley, yes, is the second one. Josh takes a 3-1 lead. Here he goes for his round two.
Woo!
Do it, you know you want it.
Ooh.
I want to know.
Got Josh.
So it's Hey Baby.
Hey Baby, yes.
Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani.
Oh no. It's not the
You got
one.
The other one?
I want to know if you be my girl. Nah, no idea.
We're going Herbie's side.
DJ Sammy.
DJ Sammy, no.
Oh, isn't it? Oh, No Doubt.
Yeah. No Doubt, yes.
Yeah.
So another point for
At
you.
At least I got one. She's coming back.
The other one being DJ Otzi, but 4-2 to Josh at the moment.
Come
and
on,
Herbie's final round.
I wanna be like most girls. I wanna be like How do you know that?
He's looking confident.
Is that Pink?
Pink it is, yes.
Old Alicia. what was the first one?
Any idea on the song at all?
What was the song again, girl?
I'm thinking hey, Josh might know.
Can you sing me one line, Josh?
No, I can't.
Just one line.
I want the countdown.
I know. Give me the song.
I'm going to give you a 3.
Give me a line. Come on, Josh. You're a singer.
I'll give you the line now because most girls, Hailee Steinfeld.
Indeed it is.
Can you give me the line? Can you sing the song?
He's gone back
Most
to
girls.
Back.
There you go. That's a line.
Oh, he's no fun.
No.
But he does congratulations. He won.
Again.
Yeah.
Herbie and Josh driving you home. So thanks again, Ben.
Cheers, guys.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh.
Ooh.
On K-Rock 955.
We would have seen all the flooding that happened around the Gippsland area. Jeez, they've had it actually rough.
They have indeed, and the floods were crazy. It's still affecting them. You hear of the news that power won't come in. They need internet providers to actually come into town with just the portable ones. It's bonkers.
Yeah, people are not going to have power for a long time. All the generators sold out, I think, as well.
It's honestly, my heart goes out to them.
One of the things that's happening now is that there's been a big influx of spiders too. Did you see the footage to this? And it's just like, basically, it looks like netting, but it's covering like all the grass and the trees, and it's just a smashing of webs together. It's actually pretty incredible if you're not afraid of spiders.
It's incredible, but unbelievable. They've got such...
Jeez, I'd hate to deal with that.
You're not a spider fan.
Herbie, what am I a fan of, to be honest? You know,
it's very little. You've got your daughter and that's about it.
That's it. And the Eagles.
Which still, it's a roller coaster if you're a fan.
But like, imagine having to go through that and like, what do you do? Do you have to, if it's covering your crops, you've got to almost get rid of it, don't you?
Yeah, but they're just spiders. Nah.
They're not just spiders.
They are just spiders.
There's potential for death.
I've been bitten by a whitetail twice, ended up in hospital, but I still don't care. Like, they're fine.
I mean, you're a little bit different now from it, but I think that's an understandable one, though, is when you're afraid of
spiders.
You know what I mean? It's just, maybe it's not.
Yes and no. To the point where I have a girlfriend who literally can't leave a room if there's a spider, she will have a tantrum. She needs someone to remove it and then just not remove it from the room but from the house to know that it's nowhere near you.
Oh, okay, that's really bad.
You know, you can be scared of them, but okay.
But there's those other ones. Like, have you heard of somniphobia? Have you heard of that one?
Somni, no.
Yeah, so people that are scared to sleep.
Who's scared to sleep?
Some people.
But what, I mean, is something, like you, maybe do you have the bad fact nightmares,
that
you might, maybe?
There's that, or maybe that you're scared that you're not going to be able to wake up, or there's...
Yeah, but you wouldn't know. That's why I think that's the best way to go, is in your sleep.
Yeah, but some people, not everyone works the way you work, okay? You know, not everyone. I think whenever you walk into a room, you just think, if it's not my way, it's the wrong way.
And exactly.
That's just how it
happens. You diagnosed the other day with movie character syndrome.
Yeah, yeah. I've got it. What about Plutophobia?
Is that a planet one? Oh, that's me. Oh, not, I don't have a phobia. I've got a hatred for them.
Do you think it's a fear of Pluto?
Of planets.
No, fear of money.
It's not you. That's not you. Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock
955. Yeah. Alrighty.
Yeah, nah, for no. Nah, yeah, for
that's
yes.
That's right. And these are just things that we might have noticed.
Yeah.
Too. Or they could be daily topics.
That's right.
We'll find out.
Excited.
Breaking up over text, Herbie.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. I mean, you can call them. Because I understand some people are in long-distance relationships.
Yeah, yeah.
Pick up a phone. Do not do it over text. Have some respect for the person that you're in a relationship with. It's not that hard.
What do you reckon? But like, if it's like three dates, you say, "Look, I'm not really into it." Over text, that's fine.
Well, like you're not breaking up. You're just letting him know that you're not interested with him anymore.
Okay, I mean, so that's fine.
What would you do?
Oh,
I couldn't see you being a guy breaking up over text.
No, I mean, just ghosting is probably my. No, not at all. Not at all. I think you just got to run away. So a guy has sent the weirdest rejection text. It's literally. I'd say it's a page of writing. Like, it's like a book.
Oh, like an essay.
But he's saying how he's all the great things he loves about it. Like, Herbie, I love your smile. I love your smell. I love everything. You know, you're great fun to be around. At the end, he's like, but I can't date you because you're not my type.
Oh.
So it's just a bit, like, why would you put that much effort into a
thing?
Do you
know why? He's a coward. That's why.
Yeah.
He's an absolute coward.
I mean, they're softening the blow and then there's just going,
it's just
way
being
too
a bit
far.
Ridiculous.
All right. The movie The Matrix.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. Haven't watched it. Haven't got time for it. Long trench coats, not for me.
Yeah.
That's all I know about it. And then those.
It's actually a really good movie.
The Dealer Sunnies.
Is it? Yeah, the first one especially.
But would it be good now? Because I understand at its time it was probably pretty cool. But if I watched it now, would I be like,
So you know what? Let's watch it together. I still think it's a pretty good movie.
Am I hearing the word slumber? Come out of your mouth?
No, you're not.
Slumber party.
I mean, we can just chuck it up in the studio TV.
We'll make a night of it. Right. Let's have a sleepover.
Anyway, how crazy is this? So one of the parts of the Matrix is, you know how you can plug in?
No, I don't know.
Okay, you can't. Anyway, so it plugs into the Matrix. They reckon that there's a mind-reading helmet that will let us plug our brains into AI by 2030.
Geez, that's not far away.
That's not. That's a decade. Less than a decade.
That's crazy.
So imagine you can just like basically plug yourself into an avatar.
Wow, you'd love that. You'd plug yourself into a lottery machine.
Poor. Now we're talking. telling someone they're old.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
I'm going to say nah, yeah on this one.
Yeah, because, a bit of banter.
Yeah, you're not necessarily having a go at them. And sometimes people are older than you. And the only way to tell them they're older is, hey, you're old.
Jeez, you're getting a bit older. Yeah. You're pointing out the obvious. Ooh. But
wow, that couple of greys coming through.
So there's a couple of suburbs in Melbourne that want to just stop ageism. So they don't like the idea of, you know, certain phrases that people might use. And we should be celebrating the achievements of people, which we should, absolutely.
We should, but these people honestly need to go find something else to spend their time doing because this is useless. It's not helping anyone in society. No.
And I know where I'm at. Like, I know I'm getting on it. Like, I'm at the stage of warming up before I throw the ball to Sully and Greta. Like, I know it's only down here from here.
Fresh for the drive home, Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
I'm getting very excited. Been in a great mood all day.
Yeah. Actually, have you?
Well, not when I had to try and get 100 points of verification. Gosh, don't remind me. But other than that, been feeling good all week because it's been a short week for everyone, but it's an even shorter week for myself.
Yeah, the 3 days. You're away tomorrow. What for?
I'm away heading to a wedding where I am emceeing. So.
How exciting.
Yeah, got to get there. First time emceeing.
Really?
Yeah. Well, a wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
Cause not stressed.
You get a lot of gigs.
Yeah, I got a few coming up this year, actually, so this is the first one.
Yeah.
Have you been an MC?
I say no. I don't want to do it.
I didn't know how to say no.
I was just like, the way I say no is I go, okay, like more than willing to do it, but I've got a certain sense of humour and then I'm going to say these sorts of jokes. And if that's not, and they're like, oh, maybe we'll go.
And they rethink it. All right, for next time. It's a little too late.
You know what I mean? Because I was like, it's a big job. And everyone just thinks, what, because we talk on the radio, we'd be good MCs.
I know. No. It's like when you're at a party and they go, oh, you know what music to put on. No.
I've got a horrible taste in music.
But there is a bit of a pickle. I may not be returning.
What do you mean?
Well, I lodged my leave.
Yeah.
And it's been accepted. And officially, technically, I don't have to come back for a while. Well, 2022.
Yeah.
In fact.
This is because I actually remember you filling out the form. I said, do you want to just check the dates before you submit it? You're like, nah, I've got it. I've got this one.
I said exactly that.
Yeah.
And then I got the confirmation that it's been approved because your bosses have to approve it.
Yeah.
And I don't think they've seen the fine print of my return date is.
God.
Because I'm supposed to be returning the 23rd of June 2022.
Imagine if people just did that. Like, you know, they're like, oh, yeah, I'm not coming back for a while. Because you know how there's always those people that like, had a salary for 15 years, although they didn't work there for a long time.
Exactly.
It's
It is interesting because it's got me thinking, if I wasn't to return until 2022, a lot could change.
Yeah, what have you done? Have you had a baby that you hid?
Have you had a second baby?
Oh, yeah, well, let's not push fate.
There's a lot of things that would change in the world.
What will have happened?
Exactly.
Will we be overseas by then?
Will the pandemic still be going?
Mm.
Will the... Let's throw this one out. The Queen still be with us.
Ah.
2022.
Will, and this is, I know you're going to say, of course it is, will social media be the same? Because I reckon there's a lot of chat about social media at the moment with like all the trolls and what's going on and how they sell data off.
Yeah.
And then I reckon that eventually you're going to have to use your license to even get on social media.
Which is not a bad idea because I think people should be able to be tracked if they're going to be little cyber bullies.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point.
I can tell you something that won't be happening.
What?
You won't have a job if you don't come back for 2 years.
Fresh for the drive home, Debbie and Josh.
Ooh.
On K-Rock 955.